This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, September 16th. That's the end of summer just looming ahead of us. I think this is the last official weekend of summer. And I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And last Saturday, we dealt with men's and women's health when we spoke with Dr. Ron Mayer of the Full Mast Clinic and Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic. Each of them offer complimentary consultations so you can deal with your health issues and get your specific questions answered. For erectile dysfunction, the Full Mast Clinic offers a multimodal approach along with sonic wave therapy to solve erectile problems. It's a non-drug, non-surgical treatment without adverse side effects and success rates of up to 80%. And it's painless or very pain-free. And it's really something that you should investigate because it's not something to be fearful of. No need to live with erectile dysfunction. All you have to do to find out more about this is call Dr. Ron Mayer at his Full Mast Clinic. You can have a free initial checkup and you can get treatment options explained to you, and then you can proceed as you feel comfortable. The phone number for the Full Mast Clinic and a conversation with Dr. Ron, 647-345-2190. That's 647-345-2190. And there is a toll-free number. It's 1-844-500-1177. And for women, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg and her FemRenew Clinic are there to help you take care of your vaginal health. FemRenew's state-of-the-art Mona Lisa Touch laser treatment is the first Health Canada-approved non-hormonal vaginal laser. To speak to Dr. Faye and get an understanding of how she can help you alleviate symptoms such as dryness, burning, itching, odor, painful intercourse, mild incontinence, bladder infections. Those are all notes I've made in the previous weeks as Dr. Faye has explained how we can deal with issues of the vagina. It isn't simple. It is in terms of understanding what the solution is. Some people think they can self-medicate. The fact is that the FemRenew Clinic simplifies things, does something that's non-invasive, painless, doesn't take any downtime. And it really is a matter of having a conversation with Dr. Faye. So for a complimentary, no obligation consultation, her number is 416-924-4666. That's 416-924-4666. I have postcards and brochures at my store, not only for Dr. Faye and the Full Mast Clinic, but for every sponsor expert on my show. So if you wish to just read and get educated, you're welcome to set a time to come see me between 10 and 3, Monday to Saturday, and I can give you a conversation, a cup of tea and coffee, and brochures, and I have a special little gift for everyone who comes visit. And the second Saturday of every month is time for Dr. Faye and Dr. Rob to visit. So if you wish to hear more and learn more about these topics, then just remember to join us. It would be nice if you joined us every week, but if not, the second Saturday of the month. And to hear previous shows and interviews so that you understand these topics, or if you want to revisit a show or one that you've missed, then all you have to do is log on to my website, Marilyns.ca. That's Marilyns.ca. And not only are the shows archived there, but there's a list of my team and contact information so that you don't have to wait to ask your questions and listen to shows to wonder if they can cover a topic that maybe is specific to you. You can actually call and have that complimentary consultation and conversation and learn what the best path is for yourself. Because we're all individual, we're all different, and we all can find our own course that's comfortable and easy, and with the guidance of the right experts, successful. So you don't know what you don't know. That's something Darren Farwell always says. And you can call the experts of my team and empower yourself with information as you need it. Today, we're going to discuss investing tax efficiently with Leslie McCormick, who is a member of the Farwell Wealth Management team at Scotia Wealth Management. Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic is going to explain a little about how your adrenal glands can affect your health. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers is in-house, and we're going to actually have a conversation about the many aspects of Hearing Source and how he can help people hear their best and get some advice maybe on hearing tests as well. Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile is going to share a happy story. And Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center not only has a happy story, but he's got exciting new products that will make our lives safer and better. So I will transform to the wardrobe doctor later, and it'll be a full show with good information so you can be empowered from a woman's perspective. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
I'm Jeffrey Kerr with RE/MAX Unique. If you or someone you know with a mobility challenge is looking to buy or sell a home or condominium, I can help. Call 416-928-6833 or visit accessiblehomefinder.com.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
The Bagel House. Montreal-style bagels, boiled and baked in a wood-fired oven. That perfect chewy texture, covered in poppy or sesame seeds. The classic bagel. 5 locations in the GTA. Open 24 hours. Visit thebagelhouse.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And the beauty of having a team is that when you can't be there, someone can stand in for you. And the Farwell Wealth Management team, Darren Farwell, is able to do exactly that. When he can't be here, he can have someone stand in for him. Leslie McCormick, a good member of his team. So good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So we usually start by talking money and investing tax efficiently. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, today I wanted to talk about a situation that many people who work for publicly traded companies find themselves in. Oftentimes, working for a company that has shares traded on a stock exchange have programs that allow employees to build wealth by investing in the company they work for. For instance, employee share purchase plans may offer a match where you buy so much of the stock, the company will match it for you, or perhaps allow you to buy shares at a discount, say 30% less than market value. We always say, take the free money. It's a great way to build wealth. Where else are you going to get an instant guaranteed return? But on top of these employee share purchase programs, performance bonuses may be paid in shares, or for some employees, stock options. It isn't uncommon for us to meet with people who have significant wealth linked to the company they work for, and a lot of it due to their company stock and options. It's fair to say we have seen fortunes made by these people when their company does well. Unfortunately, we've also seen retirement dreams dashed when these companies don't do well, and most of the time, the outcome's somewhere in between. Your biggest asset is your ability to earn an income. If something happens to the company you work for, do you really want your next biggest asset to be the shares in that same company? We get it. The same reason people like to invest in real estate, because they can drive by and see it and touch it and feel it. The same feeling happens when people invest in the company they work for. They believe in it. They understand the business. It's comfortable. And as I said, if the company does well, you can do very well. I have clients who are able to retire early and retire with more than enough because they had significant stock and options in the Fortune 500 company they worked for and their company was bought out. I also, unfortunately, ran into a situation where a woman who had significant wealth in her company, she'd chosen not to follow the advice she'd been given years ago to sell some of the shares and buy other quality companies. When her Fortune 500 employer struggled, not only did the share price dramatically decline, but she was packaged out, losing not only her income, but also a significant portion of her savings, at the same time that she's now struggling to piece together a retirement that had previously been well in hand. Same situation, two different Fortune 500 companies, two very different outcomes.
So what's the solution?
Well, if you aren't willing nor wanting to do the prudent thing and diversify your savings into other great quality investments, what if I told you there's a way to have your cake and eat it too?
I like that.
So do I.
Chocolate cake, please.
That's right. Chocolate fudge. What if there's a way to participate in the gains when the share price of the company you work for does well, but set a limit on your losses if it doesn't? What if for a small cost, there was effectively a way to provide some security around your long-term financial well-being without having to sell that company that makes you feel so good to invest in? Darren has talked about portfolio insurance before. The concept is the same, except instead of protecting a diversified portfolio, we're protecting against having too much exposure to one single investment. It's possible. There are tools available to add that protection. We've done it before and we're happy to do it again. For the clients whose company stock and options secured their retirement with abundance, the cost of protection would have been negligible and not really impacted their outcomes at all. For those who didn't want to diversify but would rather not lose significantly if things don't go as planned, the cost of protection can be well worth it. A large part of investing to retire on your own terms is about risk management. As we look to help you retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired, not only is it helping you to plan for it, it's also helping identify your risks. Whether those risks are related to things like the sources of your income, your health, but also risks of your investments. Diversification of your portfolio is always the number one risk management tool as we look to participate in the gains while minimizing losses. But when diversification isn't an option, know that other tools are available. Those tools might just make the difference between a life of financial independence and one, unfortunately, of challenge.
Well, it sounds like this insurance would let someone like me sleep at night. Because obviously you can't control the world, and the longer you live, I think the more you know that that's the case. So the ups and downs of the stock market, the ups and downs of business, to know that there's a safety net, would that be a good way of putting it, is there. And most average people wouldn't know that. So having a financial planner such as the Farwell Wealth Management team and yourself, Leslie and Darren, really would at least let someone know that's available. They don't have to opt in, but if they do, maybe their night's sleep would be a lot more peaceful. So if someone wants to talk to you, maybe they find themselves in that situation, or they have a child who is working for a corporation who's making offers for them to have stocks and options, it would be a good time to assess that. Will you speak to people on this topic?
We certainly will.
So it is about a consultation. There's no obligation. It's about getting the information and making an informed decision so you can sleep at night and know what your options are. Darren is going to be back on Monday. Leslie, you're available as well. And the same magic number?
That's right.
So 416-863-7501. That's 416-863-7501. Ask either for Leslie McCormick or Darren. Darren Farwell. And coffee and parking are free if you come down to head office. But if it's more convenient for you to meet with Darren or Leslie in your area, they can always organize something with you. So it's about finding out what's available, opening your eyes to fresh options, I guess, and know that there are things that weren't available before, because I've never heard of this recently anyway, and know that the new things might just give you a peaceful night's sleep. So 416-863-7501. You don't know what you don't know, and it's better to be proactive than reactive. So it's not an if only I'd known about this. You've heard about it. You can investigate it. And if it's for you, you can move forward so that your night's sleep will be peaceful and not anxious about what will happen in the stock market. Thank you, Leslie. That was educational for me, too.
Good.
Thank you. So next, we're going to have a few messages from others of my team. And then Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic is going to explain adrenal fatigue and how to deal with it naturally. And hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian is in the house. And we're going to talk about how Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto can help you hear your best and have a conversation on ears, hearing aids, and everything around that topic, because a hearing instrument specialist knows all of the aspects of hearing, not just one part of it. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective with me and my team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loist was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loist, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And every week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us and deals with a health issue naturally. And I'm really curious to hear what we have to say, because I'm always learning something new from you, Dr. Betty. So good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much, Marilyn.
I know it's a busy day for you because today is the Thornhill Festival. You're racing up there. What is the time frame?
Well, we're going to be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and running till about 4:30 in the afternoon. Yonge Street is closed around the Thornhill area, and it's basically a festival to celebrate the old village of Thornhill. I'm going to have a booth there. A number of other people are going to have booths, so come out to the booth. They can meet me. They can sign up for a free consultation, and there's also going to be some draw prizes for consultations as well.
So Thornhill Festival, Dr. Betty is racing up there right after the show. She'll be there till 4 o'clock, put a face to the voice, and you'll be glad to meet Dr. Betty. She always is happy to share information. And what do you have for us today, Dr. Betty?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the adrenal glands. So especially this time of year, people are coming back from the summer, kids are going back to school, and it can be a very stressful time. And I have a number of patients who are teachers, actually, and certainly at the end of the year, I see a lot of teachers that are really, really exhausted. And so the adrenal glands basically are a gland that sits on top of your kidney, and it mobilizes your body's response to every kind of stress with regards to via hormones that regulate the energy production and storage, immune function, heart rate, muscle tone, and a whole bunch of other processes, including salt, sugar, and sex hormone balance. So basically, when we're under a lot of stress, our adrenal glands kick in and they can become overstimulated. And if we have too much stress, they can actually become exhausted. So some of the symptoms associated with adrenal fatigue can actually include fatigue, like you get up in the morning and you're still tired, for example, craving salty foods, craving sugary foods, increased efforts to do some tasks, so basically everyday activities, a decreased sex drive, and poor recovery from illness. That's typically what I see certainly in a lot of my patients. And again, the school teachers, they get sick, they can't recover, they're chronically fighting infections. So from a naturopathic perspective, what we really want to do is support the adrenal glands, obviously make sure people are sleeping properly, because if they're stressed and they can't sleep, it sort of compounds the issue. So from a naturopathic perspective, I use a various number of different techniques, including botanical, Chinese herbs, even intravenous therapy, using nutritional intravenous therapy, using Myers cocktails. Those can be very beneficial, especially people recovering from illnesses. And I actually had a teacher just recently come to visit me, and she had had a lot of life changes, divorce, many, many different stresses, and she was planning on going back to school, and she was actually quite tired about going back to school. So I encouraged her to try some acupuncture. She was a little bit nervous about doing that, but even after one treatment, she came back the next week and was astounded how much better she felt, how much calmer she felt, and how much better sleep that she was getting. So it's amazing how quickly the body can recover even after being exhausted for a long period of time.
Well, didn't know about adrenal fatigue, and I guess you can treat it naturally. If someone is having these symptoms and wants to explore further dealing with their health naturally, you offer a complimentary consultation?
That's right, a free 15-minute consultation. If they want to know a little bit more about naturopathic medicine, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001.
So 905-707-2001. And you can speak with Dr. Betty Rosendahl. She offers a complimentary 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person. And today, if you're up in Thornhill, the Thornhill Festival between 9 and 4, and Dr. Betty will be there shortly. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely learning from me and my team from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
As our parents age, we want them to remain in the home they love. At Retire at Home, we provide nurse-managed home care. Our services are flexible, our team is compassionate, and our care is tailored just for you. Get to know us, retireathome.com. For a free in-home consult, let us at Retire at Home get to know your care needs.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And that number, 416-504-6777, gets me 6 days a week usually. And if I'm not there, then someone will answer and I will get back to you that day or the next day unless something really unusual is happening. And after hours, because we're open from 10 to 3 at Maryland's, the machine will click in after 6 rings. And if you leave your name and number and a short message, I will definitely get back to you. And if you don't get a message, because not too long ago, we had 2 weeks of not really getting our messages, and it wasn't a problem I would have known about, except someone emailed me and said, hey, don't you answer your messages? And it's the first time it's happened in like close to 40 years. So if you don't get an answer in a timely fashion, please get in touch with me. And my contact information is on the website, marilyns.ca, as well, and there's email. So it makes it easy. And if it's a matter of hearing better so that you get the information you need, we have someone who's an expert on hearing. He's a hearing instrument specialist. He's the founder of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and that's what he's about, ears and hearing aids. And he can do something that most hearing places don't do because he knows all aspects of hearing. So, Edmund Ivazian, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you in studio. Hope
good
you had a good
here.
Trip. I know you've been calling in when you couldn't be
yep.
here. So we have some time, and one of the things that you surprised me with was the fact that you did house calls. So I'm going to go to that first because you've been coming here for years and people know about hearing aid source centers and walking in your door. But what's that about? Why would you have to go to do a house call, and what would that do?
It's a great question. I mean, there's a lot of people who we serve that for whatever reason they can't come to us, so we make efforts to go to them. So for example, nursing homes, certain people who have difficulty, who are in, let's say, care inside of a hospital, even when they're in palliative care or something like that, like some place where they just can't get out to see us, we will make efforts to come see them to do a hearing test, a hearing aid adjustment, or even just a straightforward hearing aid cleaning.
So you can do a hearing aid test at home. So if someone's at home and they're not well, and it's, or maybe it's winter and they just don't want to get out, it's difficult, then if they book, you can do that. Does it cost thousands of dollars extra?
It does not, no. We charge a very nominal, small rate just to do the home visit. And then whatever parts and whatnot that we use on site, then we'll charge just for that, and everyone's happy.
So if someone's listening and they've got their radio blasting and they have hearing aids, or they don't have hearing aids and they're due for a hearing test, you do an intensive hearing test. I just had one recently, so thank you for that. And basically, if someone hasn't ever had a hearing test, what would be the age you would say they should start getting hearing tests?
So I always say the sooner the better. But if you had to kind of put an age to things, I would say somewhere between 45 and 50 is a good age to get at least a baseline hearing test. And the reason for that is you're a working adult. And somebody who has even a mild degree of hearing loss is going to find that they're working harder at hearing. To do just even the simplest job, like participate in a meeting, meet with clients without getting people to repeat themselves over and over again. And it's frustrating for everybody who is involved. If you've got a hearing loss, you know, people don't like repeating themselves. People don't like kind of getting, oh, he didn't hear me again. Oh, she didn't hear me again. And so it's frustrating for everybody, but at the same time, it's frustrating for the person with the hearing loss because they know something's wrong. But they're like, well, what do I do? You know, and everyone thinks, oh, I have to wear a dreaded hearing aid. You know, a hearing aid is almost like a fashion accessory now. Like it's so modern, it's so high tech, and so small that people don't even realize that it's there. But it enables you to do things that you couldn't do before. Like, for example, the modern hearing aids will actually help you hear better in noise compared to a normal hearing person. And that's remarkable.
So I'm going to ask you a question. First of all, I'm going to say yes, because people walk around with earbuds and headphones. So it's something common where years ago it would have been something that stood out. If you had something like that in your ear, you were the only one and everybody knew you had a hearing problem. Now if you want to conceal it in some way, it's sort of a fashion statement,
sure.
You're right. But are all hearing aids the same? You know, I spoke to someone who said, you know, it really doesn't matter where I go because hearing aids are hearing aids. At the end of the day, they're going to be in my ear and I'm going to hear better. And I've learned differently from you, but for the listeners who are new and who haven't learned that, are all hearing aids equal?
It's a complex answer. I'm going to say yes, but no.
Okay.
I mean, technology is similar. There's a lot of similarities in technology when you're comparing manufacturer A to manufacturer B. But in terms of the differences in technology, the real difference comes in how you've adjusted the hearing aid for each individual. And that's really where the complexity starts. The anomaly, the complexity comes from the actual individual rather than the actual hearing aid. And what that means is, your needs are different than, let's say, my needs. My needs are different than, for example, Darren's needs. Everybody prefers to hear sound differently. And there's no right or wrong. It's like asking somebody, well, what's your favorite color? There's no wrong answer to that question. It's just a matter of preference. And so when it comes to a person with a hearing loss, let's say, for example, same age, same sex, same type of work, if that person had a hearing loss, some people have a more complex issue with regards to hearing in noise. Some people have no problem. Some people have tremendous problem. And so the hearing aid has to be set up very, very differently, very individually to accommodate for the hearing loss and to accommodate for what that person actually needs.
So you would say that as a hearing instrument specialist, regardless of what hearing aid it is, the thing that makes hearing aid sores special is you and the service of being able to make it adjust so that that person hears perfectly for themselves without a problem.
It's a matter of measuring the person's physical ability. And that's revealed through the advanced hearing tests that we do.
Now, you have all sorts of varieties, because I always tell people you're not married to any one company. And I remember once a dramatic example where you gave, where someone had money to spend and wanted the best of the best and bought the smallest, most elite hearing aids that they could get elsewhere, but it didn't work for them. And then they came to you, and you were able to adjust it, not only because of the mechanics, but because their fingers had arthritis and they couldn't use the smallest of what was called the best of the best, and you were able to rebuild that hearing aid.
Yeah, there are times where we go back to the manufacturer, even after they purchased it elsewhere and they're outside of their trial period and everything else. We've kind of gone back to the manufacturer and said, you know, this person can't handle this type of hearing aid. Can we exchange the styles? And sometimes it takes a little bit of arm twisting, and but we make it work.
Now, you've built your website and you address the fact that there are many different manufacturers of hearing aids, and you have them listed there, and you have your own assessment of what they are, right?
Right.
And aside from that, if someone wants to explore hearing aids for themselves, and let's say they've got had a hearing test, they want to go through that again, can they just call you, bring the hearing aids they have, and sort of move forward with
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely, yeah. If you've had a hearing test done elsewhere, bring that in. We can sit down. We can talk. We can even set up some demos for you to try. If you have a set of hearing aids that you've purchased elsewhere, bring them in. You know, let's sit and talk and figure out what works and what doesn't work, and then sort out what doesn't work.
So you have two locations, one at Coxwell and Danforth and one in the Parkway Mall at Ellesmere. I was amazed when I saw the subway station at your back door at Coxwell and Danforth, so someone doesn't even have to drive to get to you.
No, it's a very convenient location.
And a phone number to make an appointment for a hearing test or a conversation with you?
A live person is there today at starting from 10 o'clock. The number there is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian. He hasn't cloned himself. If you happen to go to the Parkway Mall, he has a brother that looks like his twin, and they both are hearing instrument specialists. So it doesn't matter where you go, you are going to deal with an Ivazian who knows about hearing aids.
We call ourselves the Hearing Aid Brothers.
Well, and it makes sense. But I like the fact that you can assess what somebody has and that you're willing to work with what people have. I always tell them, if you have hearing aids in there, not in your ears, but they're in a drawer in a pocket, you need Edmund. So Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, they'll make the hearing aids that you have work or work better, and they will assess what's best for you so you can hear your best every single day. So 416-754-4327. And I forgot, you do house calls.
Yes, we do.
So thank you for educating us on hearing and hearing aids, and I look forward to learning more, maybe hearing a happy story from you next week.
I would look forward to it.
Thank you. So coming up, our happiness and fulfillment coach, Charles Hanna, author of Higher, is going to continue to help us reach a higher existence. And then the weather, and I'm going to be transforming myself into the wardrobe doctor so you can listen and learn and empower yourself from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Reverse the signs of aging with the Reversa line of anti-aging products, Maryland's Canadian product of choice when it comes to skin maintenance and repair. Reversa products are recommended by Canadian dermatologists. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart. Tell them Maryland sent you.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And week to week, we are blessed to have Charles Hanna, author of the book Higher, and he's our happiness and fulfillment coach. And I've been hearing from people who are uttering frustration over canceled flights and trips they can't have and vacations they were planning to have. And I think that there are some times in life, and maybe this is one of them, where the stress of just not getting what you want causes pain and problems. And to others, it might be light, so you can't have a holiday. And to yourself, it might be that you're at a breaking point. So, Charles, how do you suggest people look after their frustrations at this time of year?
Well, we all have those frustrations, and I feel it. I mean, even myself, when something happens that I don't expect or I was hoping to work out differently, I get jolted for a second. But what I found really works for me is I tend to very quickly remind myself that everything that happens, either it's happening for a good reason, which I really believe, but even if I cannot see it, is I have to have faith that it's happening for a good reason. So I ask myself, okay, how can this turn out to be good for me? If it's, for example, depending on the situation, if it's a calamity or something that's bad that's happened, the first thing that you have to do is just realize that this can work out and you will do great with it. It's just how you're going to handle it. And then the next thing you have to do is just mitigate any damages that may happen out of it. Like if you have to cancel tickets, if you have to, you know, make sure that you don't waste the money on it or people are going to be waiting for you, you just mitigate that damage, which is just a very pragmatic way of handling it. But immediately after that, you want to focus on what good can come out of this one. Like no matter how bad a situation, how much you don't like it, there is always something positive that come out. For example, if you missed out on a trip you were really hoping to go to, and now you can't go, well, all of a sudden now you have time at home. So obviously you have an opportunity to use that time in a way that's productive at home. It's almost like bonus time you never imagined would be there. So what can you possibly do that can make this experience in retrospect one of the best things that happened to you instead of a bad experience? Should I help my relative? Should I go out with my friends? Should I spend some time alone? Should I go to the countryside? Should I start writing my book that I wanted to write for so long? Should I start painting? There are many things. It's up to you to find out what possibly is the signal from life that is giving me to tell me, use this time wisely, use it differently. Life is giving you this challenge, trying to tell you, whether you can see it or not, that I want to direct your attention to go over here. So the more you embrace that, the more you're going to come out with something that's beautiful out of that. And in time, you will look back at this bad experience and say, this was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
So you covered it all. Look after the bad, clean it up, make sure that it's all sorted out, and then find the good in what happened, no matter how bad it was, and embrace the present and take those signals from life. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely. And just like embrace it and make it be the best it could be. And that is following what life is trying to tell you. And it's the best way to live in harmony with your life, which I talk about a lot.
Well, you talk about embracing life and living life in the moment and so much more. The book Higher, I love it. I, in fact, carry it around with me, and I'm happy to recommend it. It's available at my store, Maryland's, and in good bookstores everywhere. All you have to do is ask for it, or you can log on to the website. I think it's higherbook.com.
That's right.
So higherbook.com. And if you want to communicate with Charles, do you mind if I give out your email?
No, absolutely. Please.
So charles@higherbook.com is the email. Or you can call me, and I'm happy to relay messages week to week on the show and ask your questions so you have a direct answer in short time frame. So happiness and fulfillment coach Charles Hanna, thank you for today. And I look forward to learning more next week. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit femrenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And next at 9 after the news, the Garden Show will follow as usual. And the weather, it's now 17 degrees, that's 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Today, mainly sunny, a high of 27, the Humidex 32. Tonight, a low of 15. And tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 28. And it's going to be a great golfing day. And I look through the week and it's all highs of 26 and 27, a little bit of cloud. But the fact is, I think summer has finally arrived. Even though this is the last official weekend of summer, I think we can finally take a breath and enjoy some warm weather. And I do want to let you know that if there is a rainy day at some point going forward, or if you want a gift for someone who has everything, then I have an umbrella gallery as part of my store and as part of the Total Access Center. And we now have the Upside Down Umbrella. And the Upside Down Umbrella is a new innovation, and ours are quite special because they house art by our indigenous artists. So we have beautiful umbrellas. The one that's my favorite to give as a gift is Friends by Benjamin Chichi. But they're beautiful. There's a celebration of life, The Leaf Dancer by Maxine Noel. And of course, we have traditional umbrellas by Norval Morisot. And basically, you can get Monet on an umbrella. You can even get an umbrella that says Mer de Pleu. So if you're looking for an interesting gift for yourself or someone who is really impossible to buy for, I invite you to come walk through my umbrella gallery. It's a little unique and different and fun. And plus, you'll get a chance to say hello to me, and I'll get a chance to meet you as well. And while there was a break, I became the wardrobe doctor. And I've been the wardrobe doctor basically all my life. I've been dressing people. And I downsized my store a year ago, so we're now on the second floor of 200 Spadina Avenue. And a few ladies said to me, I didn't even know you were still in business. We are. We carry from a size 2 to a size 24. We have everything that we used to have except in less quantity. So there's a big assortment and it changes every week. The new up pants are coming in. For those of you who don't know about those pants, it's a 100-year-old company that has pants from size 2 to size 16 that fit like a glove, are comfortable like PJs, and look wonderful and stylish and in the basic colors, so that if you wish to update your clothes, you can have a comfortable pair of gorgeous trousers for well less than $100. And there are different styles. In fact, they're arriving this coming week, so we'll have them in store. The other thing that my store, Maryland's, has been described at is magical. And the reason it's magical is because we have simply one fitting room, but when you step in there and you try on new clothes, believe it or not, you emerge refreshed, rejuvenated, and in most cases looking taller and thinner, if that's your aspiration, than you did when you entered it. So I can't explain how that transformation happens, because it happens magically with a combination of putting the right clothes together, getting feedback from the person that we're dressing, and having a magical experience so they feel themselves, but they feel refreshed and new, and I think they feel like they look their best. Today we're having a healthy bra clinic at the store, my store. We have one once a month. Donna Smythe comes in from Hamilton, and she says that 85% of women are wearing the wrong bra, and she encourages you to come try no-wire bra that has no elastic in it, so that it doesn't stretch and sag. I have bras from her that are 10 years old that are still like new. They have posture correction in them. They increase circulation in tissue health. They improve neck and back pain, and they're really something to be experienced. So I know we have some appointments open today. We're open from 10 to 3, but you'd have to call to confirm when you could come. So if you want to have media gratification, you can come today. The phone number is the same magic number you get me at all the time, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And if you wish to find out when the October date is and book early, that's a good reason to call as well. And every day, new things come our way. In fashion, there's new styles. There are things that I would have never thought that I would wear that I wear now and that I can show you. But there are also new things when it comes to life and living. So in a moment, we're going to talk to Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, who keeps us updated on the things that keep us safe and in our homes and make our homes accessible. And I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely learning from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Life isn't a race to see who gets to finish first. Slow down the aging process and return to a state of maximum vitality at Reverse Aging Clinic, where modern wellness technology works in harmony with healing methods dating back 1,000 years. Achieve optimal health and a youthful appearance using Venus Freeze. Learn how at reverseagingclinic.com.
Bedroom, bathroom, living room, every room. Shop for the home from your home at Flatow Home. Everything from duvet cover sets to original artwork by Andy Donato. Shop online, ship for free. Conditions apply. Details at flatowhome.com. Inspired style, better living.
Is ED getting you both down? Let the proven sonic wave therapy get your sex life back to full mast. Drug-free, surgery-free, pain-free. No referral needed. Full Mast Men's Health Clinics. Book your free consultation at fullmast.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And every day we can learn something new, and it's always good to learn from experts. And when it comes to moving, I always default to moving seniors with a smile, Lori Bell, because that's all she does. She knows all of it. And I love my fingernails and I don't want them to chip. So when I move, Lori, you're top of my list.
Well, those manicures can be good to protect, but it's also protecting your peace of mind. People have different methods and models. And when I was listening to Edmund, you know, he talked about the complexity, and transitioning can be that way too. People think, oh, I moved 40 years ago, I know what to do, but the whole world's changed. So the suppliers have changed, what's available's changed, and the best thing to do is approach it from a tailored perspective so that you do what's right for you. We had recently organized an online auction for one of my clients, and that can be a great strategy in some situations, not all of them. But in this situation, I really believed it was the best situation. The people didn't have a lot, and it wasn't fantastic stuff. There were no Louis Vuitton trunks in the basement. But, you know, they thought that their furniture would do well, and I had my doubts about that. So that's actually turned out to be the case. We got rid of a lot of the furnishing pieces that weren't going with the client into her retirement residence. But what she did have was a couple of Beatles albums. She had the White Album. She had the Rubber Soul album. So for those two albums, they generated $155 in auction. And, you know, people often have the belief now that nobody wants record albums. Nobody wants old used record albums anymore. But some of them are quite collectible because the millennials want vinyl again. So it's interesting. I mean, she had a lot of things that weren't particularly desirable, but she had those two and they did well. She also had a lot of china. And most of that, as people know, nobody wants them. Two generations downsizing and the third generation doesn't want the china. But she had a set of Shelley china. Wasn't a complete set, but she got over $700 for it in the online auction. So it's surprising because some people believe that the things that are going to generate money don't, you know, and the things that they don't expect will generate money. Do. So it can be an interesting way to strategize around what goes in the auction and what doesn't.
Well, you're a good reality check. And it's surprising because beautiful dining room tables maybe get $50 or take me, I'm free. And then somebody will get $150 for a couple of record albums. But it's all about knowing how to do this. And you really make it easy because you have the whole process. You have the people come pick up the junk. You have the people who will buy something. You have the auction. You have the movers, the packers. It's all very efficiently done. And where you can capitalize for the client and make money for them, you do. So I applaud that because a lot of people that try it on their own stand there and sort of look bewildered and don't know what's what.
Right. And it changes all the time. So it's important to know. And it's important to really develop the right strategy for each individual.
So I'm going to give you a week to come up with a happy story because I know you deal with people day to day. And if someone wants to talk to you about planning a move and getting rid of their stuff and figuring out what the best thing for them to do and a time frame, what's the number?
It's 416-697-8106.
And that's really just a complimentary consultation, a conversation with you to get things in place. They don't have to be moving tomorrow, but if they're moving, let's say, in a week or two and the pressure's on, can you help people like that too?
I can in certain situations. And right now I can because everybody's extending the enjoyment of this this warm weather. So usually the phone rings off the hook after Labor Day. And this year, people are hanging on to this summer weather. So I've got a little bit of time right now to do those quick moves.
So if you've got a move on the horizon and your hair is graying from anxiety, eliminate the anxiety with Moving Seniors with a Smile. Lori Bell, 416-697-8106. 8106. It starts with a conversation in education, and then you proceed at your own speed from there. 416-697-8106. Lori, thank you for that, and I look forward to the happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
And Daniel's smiling at me, so I know he's got a happy story, and I know that he's got some exciting products because I've looked at them and they make me giggle. I think they're really innovative. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I do have a happy story. This past week, I put on a presentation for a seniors club, and it was a walker clinic / how to stay safe in your home. And there's about 25 people that showed up to this event, and it was such a great thing to see when you're teaching people that are using a walker new things that they didn't know that they can do with it and that they were doing wrong with it and weren't using their device properly. So when I get up there and I do a presentation, I show pictures, I give full explanations, and I actually put on a demonstration on how to use this device properly. And honestly, I love the reaction of the people listening to me to take this information and actually use it and apply it.
So I'm going to ask you, what was one of the things you noticed that impacted on someone's personal safety with their walker?
Really, it's posture. And so many people get tricked on having this like hunch as they're walking with their walker, and it becomes like okay to do. And over time, that it makes your back really sore, your neck, your muscles, and just the proper posture of using your walker. The handle height is so important. It's not just at the wrist. And you just get these valuable lessons learned, and it can affect someone's life so immensely.
So when you do an event like this, you adjust the heights of walkers and you teach people how to walk more erectly so that they actually are getting the benefit of the walker.
Exactly. And we show them accessories that they can add to their walker to make their lives easier. There's cane holders.
I was just going to say, what are the items? Are they things that are exciting and new and different?
Yeah. So there's definitely some new ones. There's cane holders. There's cup holders. So if you're getting some Tim Hortons coffee or you have a water bottle, you can keep it on there without holding it, because it's really hard to walk with a walker in one hand and have a cup of tea in the other hand.
Exactly.
I brought some new products with me this past week, and these are some new innovative products. So this one here is actually called a bag cane. And when I introduced this, I got a little bit of a wow. So basically, you can carry it with you. It has a handle, and it has a bag. It has a pouch. So you can carry your wallet, your phone, your change in the pouch.
So it's like a purse.
It's like a mini purse.
Yes.
And then it also, you can extend it out to actually use it as a cane. So it's all in one. So you don't have to carry a cane and a bag separately. So when you're finished using your cane, it folds up into your bag, and you can take it with you, so no one will really know that you have a cane with you.
Now, you shared that with me, and what I liked about it is that it had a shoulder strap. So if I want my hands free, I could put it across my body.
Yep.
And I have my purse, and I have my cane when I need it, and I could use my walker if I so needed. So it's sort of flexible. It gives you sort of the best scenario of all of those things. So yes, that's exciting. What else is exciting and new?
So we actually have an umbrella cane, and this one got the biggest wow. Because on the outside, it just looks like a regular umbrella. But when it starts raining, you can actually press a button to propel a cane to come out of it, and then you can use the other half as an umbrella. So it's all in one. You don't have to carry two pieces. It's really neat. It's lightweight, and it comes in a pretty nice color. I think it was like a yellowish red, if I can remember. Pretty nice.
It's actually a stylish plaid, I would say. And it's sort of like the Burberry plaid, but maybe not exactly.
Okay.
And what I liked about that, it made me feel like we could do En Garde. The cane is quite sleek, and when you pull it out, you have it there to have some fun with, and the umbrella. And it is quite solid in terms of use. And someone said, well, if you're holding the umbrella and you're holding the cane, but the fact is, if you're going out and you're not sure, and we've had so many iffy days where it's been sunny and rainy, you can carry one thing and have your cane. But if it starts to rain, you're not fumbling around wishing you'd had an umbrella. It's right there with you all the time. So yeah. I like that one too. And you had all those fuzzy furry things. I came to watch you do that demo, and they were on the walker. What were they about?
So those are sheepskin, and basically what that is to do is prevent pressure sores, or if you have sores on your hands, it really makes it soft. So you can put it on the handles, you can put it on the back strap if you're having back pain or you have back sores. It's really for like kind of bed sore issues. You can also put it on the seat of your walker, or if you have a wheelchair, it really prevents the wicking of
I would say it has lanolin in it. What I liked about it was for people that had arthritis for the hands.
Right.
The one lady said she loved to have shearling to hold on to. And somebody that came to you had a walker and the rubber was all coming off the handles.
Yeah.
And they actually bought the sample set from you, I saw. So they left renewed with the fleece on the handles. And it's medicinal, but it's also more comfortable for the person. So you have many new stylish personal safety items. But what about for the home? It's the time of year when you always advocate doing a tune-up. And are you doing the total home safety check? And what are things people should be looking out for?
Yeah, so this coming this fall, so we're doing the total home safety check. And some people that can add simple things to their bathroom should be looking at adding some grab bars, looking about adding some safety around the bathtub and around your actual toilet. Just some simple additions that you can add to your home. You don't have to do major renovations at this point. And we can come out, do a full assessment for you, make sure you know what the products are, and we can try to implement them for you.
So for a tune-up, start in the bathroom because it's the most hazardous part of your home. And the other parts we can talk about next week. Looking, we just have a minute and a half left, so show special quickly.
Show special is the first caller will get a total home safety check for free. It's usually $89.95, so I'll give that away for the first caller. You can reach me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Are you still filling out funding papers?
I still have my funding papers. I'll help you with financing if you cannot afford the product or the renovation.
So we'll talk more about that next week. 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, Total Access Center. You going to the shop now?
I'll be there.
So we'll both be there. All you have to do is call and we'll even help you park your car. I have a free parking pass. 416-504-6777 to get more information. And for your show special, call Daniel at 647-206-6409. Next week, we'll have a busy show. You'll be able to empower yourself and learn from the experts of my team. Darren Farwell will be back, and we will be talking with Daniel. He'll have new innovative products and maybe talk more about that total home safety check. And we'll have information from Charles Hanna. Lori Bell's promised a happy story. So lots of reasons to join us. But regardless of what you do this week, put it in your mind to join us next Saturday morning at 8. Enjoy your weekend, have an amazing week, and stay safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. All the best to you. Have fun this summer weekend. Last summer weekend. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.